want. We'll bring you these later.
Artists of the life.
I was really happy to kind of sit with the possibility of this theme tonight, lost and found. And I realized it was an opportunity for me to speak about my great love for this notion of the art of living and art being artists of life. That hails to a number of finding moments, but a realization too that the art of living was actually at the center of every great civilization. It was the teaching of the great mystery schools. And it was the basis of the understanding of being a human being, of the living of a life. And the nomenclature was actually in the Toltec language, it was in the Tamil Siddha language of southern India. Where did it go? Why wasn't it there all the way through as the foundation for human life? Where it was there and then it went someplace. Now, probably it wasn't something that was accessible to all people. There's certainly arguments made that there was a kind of intelligentsia that had access to things that others didn't. Frankly, I don't know that. I don't ever really have theories about who did what to who and all the embroilments. But I do know how vitally important it is to have a sense of the art of living and to have a sense even more than that, that we're the artists of our minds, that to be human is to be creative. What a tremendous blessing. And to live with conscious awareness of our participation in the creative process with creation on this beautiful garden planet. So I feel tremendously privileged that I found the art of living. You know, and different people have found it at different times. In fact, as I first discovered it, I then started to hear about other people who had come to it of their own. My discovery process happened actually in the afternoon with my 30-year-old lover, and we were excited about life, and we were talking about the possibilities and just really seeing the promise of everything, and we were so into it and kind of writing it. Enthusiasm of it, and it was he who said, oh, we should do a television show about our lives, call it The Art of Living. So I hadn't heard it referenced any place before that. It was the first time that it came up for me. And it just stayed there. It was like I was impregnated with the notion. And he and I went our separate ways, but it stayed with me. And I started to really look at what the meaning of it was and what the benefit could be for people. And not too long after that, the kind of sense of this artist of life and who we are in the scheme of things started to come through, and a definition of being an artist of life, kind of a dictionary definition, you know, fully present in the moment, you know. All these different attributes that I think if we got, you know, a wonderful foundation in life would be the principles that you build your life on. So that started to come through. And I, as I indicated, I heard that, I think it, Norman Vincent Peale had a radio show, and Amari Shimash Yogi had written a book, The Art of Living, The Science of Being, that influenced other teachers from the and all. And that's where I also realized about the mystery school aspect of it, and I would find references. And I have just a natural affinity for the teachings from the south of India. And they're very much oriented to this notion of the art of living and how we create our life. And there's actually techniques and awarenesses that one can learn. And I was initiated by a guru from India, from Madras, in 1991, I think it was, when I was 38 years old, actually, exactly on my 38th birthday. And I started to have a much stronger sense of the interdimensionality of my life, not just the flat, plain, material part, but how the different dimensions of who we are go together. And that, yeah, it shows up in the physical, but it's as much in dissolution as it is in solution when it's in the physical. So it's really the wave motion and the feeling world and a whole other level. And perhaps that's why we don't have an awareness to it, because it really, the kind of understandings that really give us access to our creative nature often happen in the space in between. It happens in the feeling and the relational world, you know, our relationship with the cosmos and awe that artists bring through, and then, you know, what we care about that comes through in stories, you know. Why does that matter to us? What did we go through that we want to open up a possibility to someone else? You know, and there's no greater tragedy to me than when I meet someone and we strike up a conversation and they'll be like, oh, are you an artist? You know, and I am. You know, I'm an artist of life. You know, and I believe we all are. What's your artistry? What's your creativity? And I meet with a knee-jerk reaction or apologetic kind of response of, oh, I was when I was five, or no, I'm not creative, you know. And we have so many messages that have been brought forth in our society that say that there's certain people who are creative and everybody else isn't, or just a little bit, mostly not. And I think we really want to rediscover the sense of ourselves, find, you know, our greater selves in this time. There's so much tendency to look at what's not working in the world. And I'm just a big advocate for finding the things that are working and building on it. You know, but it requires attention, and it requires a lot of attention. I was sharing today, you know, some of my frustrations since I've been living in the Central Coast, but not just here. I've been traveling a lot, and I've been a lot of places. And I think we've lost sight of the wonder. And so we're not as available to one another as we could be. And so someone who's new to an area, like I've been over and over and over again, now I'm pretty skilled at it, but nevertheless, am I someone's person? You know, we do this all the time. We self-limit. And what I guess I'm saying is that it all comes down to creativity. Are we seeing ourselves as creative? Does somebody just come up to us and, oh boy, I'm a busy person. Circumstances are ruling the day, and I have no bandwidth for you. Or am I in a place of being fully present in the moment and available to, that there's something right about, that brought us together in this moment, or we wouldn't be. It's not one big mistake. It's the thing to pay attention to, what's right in front of you, and who's right in front of you. So it's all a matter of creativity. So I feel tremendously fortunate that I have been tracking this and that I have something to bring that can open things up. You know, how to establish a foundation in life that sets you up to go about your school education from the standpoint of you're there to create it. Like I spoke to the 15-year-old girl, now 16, in the household where I've been living in Los Osos, when she was really troubled about her school experience. And I said, did you ever think that you're the captain of the ship? You know, there's school counselors, your teachers are paid to educate you. You know, what if you brought everybody together and you know, and we're at the center of what the experience is that you want to create. And, you know, sometimes people see that as a kind of naive and rose-colored idea, but actually, it's the essence of what it means to be human, to be at the center of our creating our lives. And I feel like it's almost like a re-embolding that we want to find, you know, that the spirit that we want to find. Oh, look at that. I'll raise my hands in the sky and a little gong went off. The wonderment and the availability to the person that shows up right next to us, and we can build out from that, you know, and there's nothing that fulfills me more than when I can touch someone's life and they come back and they have expanded their world because of it. They feel the possibilities of living more in their life than they were before. And they have, a lot of the things that were sort of steering their course, kind of false ways of trying to find spirit through escapism or different things, you know, have moved over and navigated to something more lovely and direct and celebratory. So I hope that you'll consider being artists of life as something that could enhance your life. We have so many identities that don't serve us or separate us, or we use, you know, in not optimal ways, you know, because we could actually turn all of that around too. And a kind of little ding, ding, ding remembrance that you always have creativity, you know, available to you, and that you can create something wonderful from anything that shows up. And I got the URL in 1996 when they were first, like, you know, valuable real estate of art of living.com. And I, in just a woman on the road, you know, one person, but I feel tremendously responsible to delivering something really lovely for people by sharing this possibility. The art of living was there, and then it was not there. But now we've been seeding it and growing it in all sorts of wonderful ways, and we're going to take it out globally, hopefully, you know, through media in a way that more and more people can have access to the possibility. And, you know, join me in the vision, and thank you.